Hello folks, Not Nice here, co-host of Chimp Out Radio, and well, this is certainly not a new episode of Chimp Out Radio, but it is rather a special presentation of a historic moment for Chimp Out Radio, and that is, well, not really our first episode, but, well, let me explain. Before me and Burman started doing Chimp Out Radio with episode number one, late last year, I did a, I guess you could call it a pilot episode, a live show on Blog Talk Radio, which I called the Not Nice Radio Show. And it was meant as sort of a tryout for the whole idea of the Chimp Out Radio Show, which is an idea that had been floating around for a little while. Burman had been very interested in doing a radio show for the forum for some time, and I heard either him or someone else on the forum, I can't remember, mention it, and I thought, well, maybe I can give that a try. And so I took the initiative and just went ahead and did a sort of a pilot live show, and it was fairly well received, even though I don't think it was really all that good. And before too long, me and Burman got together to do Chimp Out Radio. Now, the Not Nice Radio Show, which you will hear on this episode, originally broadcast live over Blog Talk Radio last October 2008. And it was just me. Burman did not join me at that time. It was a solo effort. I had one call-in guest, KFC is for Niggers, one of the administrators of Chimp Out, of the Chimp Out Forum. And, well, it was the first time for me doing a live internet radio show, and I wasn't all that familiar with the technology, so I had a lot of technical difficulties, and the show, I thought, was pretty awful, but some people were very nice and told me they liked it, and, you know, eventually we made were able to make a decent, semi-regular radio show. But this first attempt was plagued by technical difficulties, by my inexperience, no real format. I was just sort of winging it. I was grateful to KFC for being patient, even though when he called in, I couldn't quite hear him very well, and he could hear me, but, well, the bottom line is it was a mess. And the archive is still available on blogtalkradio.com. Although many of you may not be aware of that and may never have heard the show. So I thought I'd make it more easily available by, first of all, taking the archive show and editing it, you know, doing some editing, some cleaning up, so it would sound somewhat presentable. And I took out some of the dead air and some of the more obvious fuck-ups, basically. And it ends up being about half an hour, I believe. So anyway, that's what this episode is, just a little bit of recent history. And we will come back with a new episode of Chimp Out Radio, a live show, as a matter of fact. Excuse me, for Labor Day weekend, the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, which I believe most of you hopefully won't have to work the next day, so you'll be able to join us. It's going to be Sunday, September 6th. At 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and me and hopefully Birdman and hopefully many of you will join me for 90 minutes of Chimp Out Radio. Well, that's it for now. I leave you with the Not Nice Radio Show. Hope you enjoy it, you know, if you can. Keep in mind it's just not going to be up to the admittedly low standards of our Chimp Out Radio shows that you've probably already heard, but enjoy it nonetheless, and I'll be back at the end of the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Not Nice Radio Show. This is our pilot episode, an my first time on Block Talk Radio, so hopefully I know what I'm doing here. All right, then. Well, thanks for joining me here on the pilot episode of the Not Nice Radio Show. And, well, let me tell you what the show is about, what I'm trying to do here. Basically, well, let me start from the beginning. I frequent a website called chimpout.com, which talks about a certain species of subhuman proto-ape, which you may be familiar with. They're sometimes referred to as porch monkeys, yard apes, moon crickets, tar babies, jungle bunnies, or more commonly, yes, niggers, the dreaded N-word. So that's what I'm here to talk about today. Now, I'm not here to promote hatred. I'm just here to educate and to warn, and maybe to provide you with some laughs. You know, because I would have to have a good sense of humor to be doing what I'm doing right now. And well, hopefully we'll be able to take some listener calls if my hardware and the website and Skype will hold up okay. So we'll see how it goes. It's the first time I do this though, so you please try to cut me some slack. And we'll play a couple of songs too. Because I mean, what would radio be without a little music, right? Now then, I do have a topic for tonight, by the way. I'm not just doing this on the fly. I prepared. And I want to talk about the relationship between our beloved children of Africa and a disease called AIDS. Now, if you know anything about AIDS, you know that most people or most organisms that have AIDS are niggers. As a matter of fact, I want to read to you something from a website that I found called blackhate.org. And this is not an anti-black site or an anti-AIDS patient site. It's actually sort of an AIDS activism and AIDS education website. And this is some stuff I'm going to read from there. I mean, verbatim, okay? For example, let me start with this fact from blackhate.org. African Americans, quote unquote, now account for 47% of all people living with HIV in the U.S., although they are just 13% of the population. Now, although they're only a fairly small minority, 13% of all Americans, almost half of all, let's say, people with AIDS are quote-unquote black. Now, what does that tell you? That these coons are engaging in high-risk behavior day in and day out. They can't control their urges. They can't stop shooting up heroin or whatever else they can get their hands on and sharing needles. And they will, do, or my dick, if you know what I mean, anything they can find, anything they can get their paws on. So the infection rate is, of course, very high. But what's curious is that that's not just in the United States. It is something that afflicts the moon crickets all over the world, especially in Africa. You got countries in Africa like Zimbabwe, or more like Chimbabwe, am I right? Where over a third of the population have AIDS. That's catastrophic, and that's not because of poverty. I mean, there's lots of poor countries all over the world, and not all of them have such high rates of AIDS. So there's something these beings are doing wrong, something that they're generically predisposed for, that's causing this. But let me read on. There's more stuff that I want to read from his website, blackhate.org. Quote-unquote, African-Americans account for two-thirds of new AIDS cases among teens, but are only 15% of the national teen population. They're only 15% of teens but two-thirds of new AIDS cases among teenagers or teenagers to prefer. Nigger women account for 69% of new AIDS cases among women in the U.S. An estimated 46% of black, gay, and bisexual men are already infected with HIV. Now think about that for a moment. 46%, that's almost half. Almost half of all black gays are infected with AIDS. So you take two random black coons, just pick them out at random, any two, you know, hopefully the least dangerous looking ones you can find. If you take two of them, chances are one of them out of the two will have AIDS. That is catastrophic for them. Not so bad for me. I don't, I'm not upset about it. But those numbers are mind-blowing. So, and these are facts are readily available in the mainstream. This is not stuff I got off of some racist website. Go to blackaids.org, go to any AIDS patient advocacy website, and you'll see numbers similar to these. AIDS is an epidemic among blacks all over the world. And doesn't seem to be a social problem for anyone else or any other race, or should I say, any other species. Food for thought if you haven't thought about these things so far. You can call in, by the way, and I would love to hear from you, whether you agree or disagree with me. The call-in number is 646-200-4171. It's 646-200-4171. So, if you want to talk about the quote unquote black AIDS epidemic in the United States and all over the world, or anything else, go ahead and give me a call. But I'm going to momentarily move on to another subject, and that's the country that I mentioned a few minutes ago regarding the AIDS problems, and that's Zimbabwe, where the economy has just melted down thanks to the mismanagement of Robert Mugabe and the black majority government. I mean, they have runaway inflation. People are starving. It is an absolute mess. So Zimbabwe wasn't always a black country, by the way. It used to be run by whites. In 1980, they declared independence and gave the niggers the power to rule the country. And less than three decades later, it's a complete disaster. And this is just another example of misrule. And this ties into the AIDS thing, and that these people, these things, just can't control themselves, whether it comes to their sexuality or their drug habits or to govern their country. It's just hopeless. But anyway, looks like we have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him on here. Let's see if this works. This is the first time I'm using Blog Talk Radio. All right, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Not Nice Radio Show. Who is this?
Hey, am I speaking to Not Nice here?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
All right, who is this? Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
You're talking to KFC is for niggers here.
All right. Give me 1 second here. I got a little technical difficulty here. We're having some fun hearing you.
I think it's delayed, man, which is cool, right. But...
yeah. Never mind. I'm just curious. I'm just saying, like, my show delayed over you, but you can go ahead. What do you want to go ahead and weigh in on the black AIDS or nigger AIDS epidemic?
Oh, I just wanted to weigh in on your opinion of the HIV/AIDS virus. I mean, that is so fucking true. Nobody's fucking paying attention to it. Everyone's blaming other things, blaming whites for the fucking problem, and it goes on and on. And the worst part about the fucking situation is, we're not fucking dealing with our own population. Our own children are starving, are hungry, and have needs, yet we go and we give this fucking money to these nigglets who are never going to fucking make it anywhere in society anyway.
I agree.
You know?
I mean, we're sending a lot of money over there. For what?
Well, yeah, it's why even bother paying fucking taxes when you know they're going right to fucking Africa?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we're throwing money down a hole. it's never going to help the situation. And, you know, it's not like we don't have any needs here, just like you say. We got to be taking care of things here in our country.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I'm fed up and sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. But, all right, let's touch on that. Let's go take a quick break here. I got a couple issues here I got to resolve with this. The show here, but I thank you for your call. Thank you for weighing in. And,
thank you for letting me be here. I wanted to try this, so this is awesome, and this could be a good thing here, buddy.
Ed, let's hope so, you know, hopefully we'll have you again if I do this again. So thanks for calling into the Not Nice Radio Show.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. Okay, bye.
All right, and folks, we'll be right back with the show.
No, siree, there's two known things that'll make me puke. That's a hog eating sloth in a big black spook. Like a barnyard rooster, I crow it, and the end of a lazy peach. Would sure like to get a hold of a nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue, and niggers are black, you know that's true. But they don't mind, cause what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke. No joke. I ain't got a nickel for a coat, and I ain't black, you see. So Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? Out here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know it. Cause I show it, take your black head out and I blow it. And the end of a lazy piece can't keep you away from a little nigger hating me. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the blackest of them all?
A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth.
He's a doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a brewing, and the end of a LACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? White's gonna have our day. The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine, you know it. Cause I show it, take your black head out and I blow it. And the end of a LACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me.
Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me.
All right, folks, so back to the Not Nice Radio Show. Hopefully. I've been having some technical difficulties here. This Blog Talk Radio stuff seems a little iffy, I think. So right now, I'm not even sure if I'm on the air. But anyway, to pick up where I left off, last caller made a very good point. And that is that you're sending a lot of tax money over there to Africa to help with their AIDS epidemic. An epidemic that they created, and that, you know, we're not responsible for. Why do we have to clean it up? We're sending tax money over there that we need for problems here in the United States. Or you're sending over there and wasting. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, and what exactly would be the problem with letting the epidemic run its course? I think we have all these people who are really contributing nothing and just costing us a lot of money. We have to keep sending food all the time. You know, how does any of this make any sense? And it's funny, neither one of the presidential candidates seems to have brought this up. Nobody's really talking about it. But ironically enough, it's been a Republican president, George W. Bush, which has done the most for the AIDS-infected niggers in Africa, sending them billions of dollars. Last time I checked, we were a debtor nation. We're broke. You know, what are we doing sending money over there? So that is just nuts. But, well, you know, everybody feels sorry for these beings out there. So, well, I guess we have to help. Otherwise, we'd be terrible people, but look, we're just perpetuating a cycle of misery that's going to go on and on and on, and it's never going to stop.
these people ever going to stop infecting each other with AIDS? Are they ever going to stop hacking each other to death with machetes? Or killing each other, or, you know, tyrannizing each other? I don't know. I doubt it. I would say history is on our side here. And, well, I apologize for to those of you who may be trying to call in. We may be waiting on the line. Right now I'm trying to get this blogtalkradio.com switchboard to work so I can get some callers on here. But not working all that well so far. Matter of fact, I would love to put another Johnny Rebel song like I just did. Give me a little break to get this sorted out. But I'm not even able to do that. But that's okay, you know. I'm a talkative guy. I can keep on talking for a while here. As a matter of fact, there's plenty we're going to be talking about because, well, in less than 2 weeks, as I'm sure you know, as I'm sure you, you know, cannot get away from, there's an election. And for the first time ever, we are in danger of having one of these coons become president. But so you would think, well, you know, it's easy. Just vote for a white candidate. But it's a sad election. We don't really have a lot of choices here. You know, the non-Obama choice is not very inspiring. So it's a very depressing election. What to do? And I don't think Rudy McCain is going to deal with the nigger issue. Really much better than Obama is, or Bongo, as we like to call him, is. So I myself, I don't even know what I'm going to do myself. I will probably have to vote for a third-party candidate. I'm in Texas, so McCain is going to win here anyway. But this is going to be an interesting couple of weeks and beyond, because I think, and many who share my opinions believe, that whatever happens, whether Obongo wins or loses, that's going to be some kind of disorder. And I do know that the authorities are getting ready to deal with some kind of disorder, you know, civil disorder, as in riots and looting and such. Just think about it. If Obongo wins, well, the coons are going to be out there, quote-unquote, celebrating the way they usually celebrate, by breaking shit, burning things down, you know, possibly raping and murdering. What am I saying? Possibly. It's almost a certainty. And if they lose, I mean, if Obongo loses, oh boy, it's going to be 10 times as bad. My personal advice to you, be prepared. The day after the election, if you can take it off of work, take it off of work. Make sure you got food and water at home. Make sure you got a firearm and you got ammunition. And be prepared for anything, because anything can happen. It's scary times. Scary times to live in. So, again, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do or how to vote. I'll let you make that decision. I'm not even sure if I want to tell you to vote. I'm not even sure if that's worth doing this year around. Well, anyway, folks, looks like the technical issues have overtaken me here. Blog Talk Radio is, their website is not responding, so I'm not even sure I'm even on the air anymore. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut it short here, which sucks. I wanted to take a few more calls and, you know, maybe get some African-American brothers and sisters on the line and see if they can share their opinions with me. But I guess that's not happening right now. So I guess I'll have to cut it short here. Thanks for joining me for the debut episode, the pilot episode, whatever you want to call it, of the Not Nice radio show. And if you want to see more, you know, along these lines or educate yourself further, go to chimpout.com. That's usually where I hang out. I write a section called the Nigger World Atlas, where I write about all the wonderful, quote-unquote, black-ruled nations around the world and what they're really like. There's a lot of great folks on there. Big shout-out to Thin White Line, BJ Stupnig, KFC is for Niggers, and all the Chimp Out gang over there. Sorry, I wish I could have had more of you call in on the line, but for all I know, I've been banned by now. Maybe that's what happened. So you'll have a great night, and thank you for joining me.
Wow, well, that was interesting. You know, that took me back. Jeez. I mean, if there's one thing I learned after having done that pilot episode, that live show, was that during a pre-recorded show would probably be the best format for Chimp Out Radio on a regular basis. Of course, we could do and have done live shows, you know, every now and then, but the norm is to do a pre-recorded show, which gives you a good opportunity to, well, you know, fix a lot of the fuck-ups, and, I mean, a live show, well, we have gotten fairly good at doing the live shows when we do them, but it's still a little challenging, and, well, I guess for the first show it wasn't extremely awful, but I still feel the need to offer you some sort of apology. And, well, everything considered, I guess it turned out as well as it could have. But there you go. If anything, whenever I feel bad about the quality of a particular Chimp Out Radio episode, all I have to do is listen to this pilot episode, and I feel a lot better. Now then, what about the future of the show, and why am I bringing up the future of the show? Well, because of some changes in my work and personal life. Some good changes. I mean, nothing bad has happened. I didn't lose my job, quite the contrary. You know, everything's going well, better than before. So things are actually improving in my life, which is great. Something I haven't been able to say in several years. The downside is I don't have as much time, as much free time these days. So my time, the time that I used to spend doing the show and editing the show is pretty much no longer there. I'm finding myself not being able to find the time to do the show on a regular basis. And I don't want to create the expectation that I'm going to be able to do the show regularly, and then I can't do it. You know, I like to be true to whatever commitments I make. So the bottom line is, I'm not going to be able to do Chimp Out Radio on a regular basis anymore. That doesn't mean the show's going anywhere. The show is going to continue. And my spot as co-host and producer will be taken over by the very talented and hilarious, in my opinion, DJ Stubnig, who was gracious enough to step forward and offer to take over my role on the show. And I'm sure he will do a great job. He's been on the show once as a guest, and he did very well. I mean, it was episode number 2. He was on with Black Metal. And it's one of my favorite shows, and one of the audience's, your favorite shows, because it had really the most downloads of any of the shows we've done. So he had expressed some interest for a while in doing something like this, so here you go. I mean, he's the right person for this, and I'm very glad that he's going to be able to do it. And I'm kind of sad. I mean, I don't really want to stop doing Chimp Out Radio, but it would be, well, I'd be doing you all a disservice if I was to stay on as the co-host of the show and then I was hardly ever able to do the show. You know, it wouldn't make any sense. So the best thing to do here was to find somebody else that could take over and keep putting the show out. Of course, my co-host Birdman will stay on and will still be there, which is great because the show just would not be the same without him, in my opinion. Him and DJ, I'm sure, will carry Chimp Out Radio into new heights of nigger bashing greatness. So, you know, I'm very happy about that. And this doesn't mean I won't be on the show again. I do hope to be on from time to time as a guest, maybe as a guest host every now and then. I don't want to say I'm done with the show permanently. I certainly wouldn't want to be. But as far as my regular role on the show, then yeah, that's pretty much coming to an end. So the next show, Chimp Out Radio number 19, will be a live show, first of all, on September 6th, Sunday, September 6th, 2009, as I mentioned at the beginning of this show. And it will be my last show as regular co-host and producer. So I hope to have many of you call in and join us on that show. I do expect that DJ Stupnik will join us as well, so we can do a passing of the torch on the air. Berman should be joining us as well. So there will be more details on the forum, on the Chimp Out Radio sub-forum to be specific, as to how to listen to the show, how to call in, and all that stuff. So I hope you'll be there with us. It's going to be a good time as always. It's going to be a little bittersweet for me, but we'll still have fun. I'll still be drunk, so it'll still be like your typical, Chimp Out Radio show that you're used to. I don't want to make it a big sentimental thing, because that's just not what this is all about. But, thanks for listening to this episode of Chimp Out Radio. I know it's basically a rerun, not a very good one in that. But thanks for listening. Thank you for all your support. And make sure you visit the forum, chimpout.com. We're always on there. I'm not on there as often as I would like these days. But make sure you keep checking that out. And you can always go there and check out the archives for Chimp Out Radio. If you ever feel like listening to one of the old shows, they are all available on there. Except for Chimp Out number 12, the Lost Life show. There was no recording of it. Long story. But actually, the only other episode besides that that wasn't available in the archives was the pilot, and now you have it here. So if you ever feel like torturing yourself, you can go there and listen to this mess all over again. So for now, though, have a great week. Thanks for joining me, and goodbye.